This is KUT. Election day is right around the corner, at least for some people in Northeast Travis County. After a November special election to replace retiring state lawmaker Mark Strama, the two top candidates now face off in a January 28th runoff. KUT's Ben Philpott reports.
Democrat Celia Israel and Republican Mike Vandewalle emerged as the leaders in a four-person race in November. Vandewalle led the pack with about 39% of the vote. On election night, he said the win was driven by energy from Republicans who want a change after 9 years of Mark Strama.
Yes, I think there's been a pent-up excitement waiting just to happen. And I think we're seeing it now.
But the concern for Vandewalle's campaign is that could be his ceiling. The remaining 61% of voters picked one of three Democrats in the November race, with Israel getting the majority of that support. But the longtime Democratic activist and real estate agent knows a special election runoff brings its own set of problems for her.
The big challenge for us in a special election, you know, of course, we're the only thing on the ballot, is to just kind of waking everybody out of that holiday slumber and say, hey, there's a special election on January the 28th, and we could really use your support.
Israel will need the support of voters who voted for her and the ones who voted for someone else in the November special election if she's going to win this month. She says getting that support hasn't been a problem.
Once they know, yeah, you really are qualified, thanks for knocking at my door, tell me where am I voting and when. They just want the information. Just tell me where to vote.
Israel is campaigning on education funding, which she says is a top concern in House District 50. She says the voters she's talked with don't want another round of education cuts. Vandewalle says low taxes and low regulation are the keys to the district's heart.
I think we need to limit government in how they regulate things. I think there's overregulation. We do need regulation, but not to the extent we're going.
Early voting for the HD 50 runoff election begins next Tuesday. Election day is January 28th. Ben Philpott, KUT News.